my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor, and this is the week here at North Valley Baptist Church. It's our annual 100,000 door campaign this week, Friday, today, through next Friday. And in these 7-8 days, we're excited about knocking on 100,000 doors, getting them ready for Easter in the park and Easter at North Valley Baptist Church. And so I'm going to be out today. I look forward. I've got a place I go every year. I knock on those doors, and many of them are not home, but I leave the gospel track, and I'll talk to many folks today. It's going to be great. I've never gotten over being saved. These are the girls from our college singing, and I'll tell you what, I've never gotten over it either. I'm so glad I'm saved. Girls, come on in here. You sing it for us. I've never gotten over being saved. Gotten over it? I mean, I've not gotten over it. I'm so glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad I'm saved, born again. Heaven's my home and new life in Christ. He's made a change in my life. I love the brethren. I love tithing. I love serving God. I love passing tracts. I love the Bible. You know, when you get saved, everything becomes new. And now for a lifetime, I've tried to live for Him. He has lived for me. And what a joy, what a blessing to be on the journey called a Christian life. We have Brother Dalton singing his family, "I Can Go In." I know this song. I can't remember how it starts. Do I like this song? You think I do? Jewel says I like it. I believe I like it too. "I Can Go In." Thank God for grace, for mercy. Go ahead, sing for us, will you please? And if you don't like it, don't write me. I think we like it. I can't think of. Keep coming. I'm going to hear it. I know how it goes.
He stood beside the gate of heaven.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good, Jewel.
And he wondered how this holy place could take a man like him. With shouts of great rejoicing and with music in they came. Of the angels standing by him, he asked what could be their name.
These are
company of prophets, the goodly fellowship of souls, who spake God's word with faith and boldness, who blessed the poor and made the wounded whole. Oh, he fell upon his knees and cried, I am not one of these. He waited till another band of shining ones drew nigh. They entered into heaven with a hallelujah cry. He asked again, who are these? Can you tell me whence they came? He seemed to see the answer in a burning tongue of flame. Company of martyrs, the mighty fellowship of saints, who knew our Lord and walked beside him, who ran the holy race and did not faint. Oh, he fell upon his knees and cried, I am not one of these. Multitude was heard from far away. Their voices rang with songs of joy, like children at their play.
He saw Rahab,
David,
Mary Magdalene, and come,
and the thief who died by Jesus was the one who led them all.
Who are these? He almost shouted at the angel.
The sinners saved by grace, the host of all who called upon the Savior, washed in blood and justified by faith. And oh, he leaped up from his knees. I can go in with these. I can go in, for my heart is free from sin. I've been washed in the blood, everlasting life to win. I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in.
Oh, he thought that there could be no hallelujahs and no cries
for this lowly band of people by the world despised.
But as the scenes of heaven opened up before his eyes,
he saw the martyrs and the prophets and the host of heaven rise.
And they sang,
I can go in, yes, I can go in. I'm washed in the blood, everlasting life to win. I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in.
I can rejoice,
I am redeemed. I can lift up my voice, I can sing, I can go in.
Today we find ourselves in chapter 3. And verse 16, John, 1 John 3:16, the Bible says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Let's stop right there. We're going to finish the last phrase in a moment. He laid down his life for us. He chose, he voluntarily, he gave his life that I might have eternal life. Why would you not want to serve the King of Kings? Why would you not want to please his name? Why would you not want to magnify his name with your life? God laid down his life for us, for me. Think of that, for me. He gave his son. He gave his life that I might have eternal life. John 3:16. This is 1 John 3:16. It's the same. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. Can you imagine giving his only begotten son, who is God? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He laid down his life for us. He, in the garden, he thought he was dying. He's sweating drops of blood. And he said, "Oh, Father, may this cup pass from me." He wasn't trying to get out of Calvary. He didn't come to die in a garden. He came to die on a cross. And he said, "Oh, Father, I'm dying. I'm dying right now. Please don't let me die. I've come to seek and to save that which is lost." And he laid down his life for us. And so the Bible goes on, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Look for ways today to lay down your life for the brethren. How can you lay down your life for the brethren? I wonder, in all of our churches, we all have people in the hospitals today, undoubtedly. Could you go out of your way, lay down your life, and go to the hospital and visit that one that's in the hospital today? Can you do that today? Could you do that today? All of you have members that are backslidden and away from God. Could you please just lay down your life and pray? Pray, "Oh, dear God, bring Johnny back home. Bring Sally back home. Bring them home to thee. God, lay down your life for the brethren." Can you think of some lady in your church that's trying to raise her family? She has no food. Could you give your wife some money? Let her go to the store, pick up some groceries, take them to her house, and say, "My husband and I, we just did this because we love you." That's loving the brethren. Could you pray for the brethren? Can you meet the needs of the brethren? Could you help a brethren? Could you help somebody move from this house to this house? Can you lay down your life for the brethren as Jesus laid down his life voluntarily for you and for me? I'm so glad he loved me. "Whoso has this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion upon him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" God, how is that the love of God when you see people that have needs? You see people that need a ride. They're elderly. They can't drive. They need a ride to the hospital, to the doctor. Can't you take them? They need prayer. Can't you pray? They need food. Can't you supply that need? They need encouragement. Can't you go mow their lawn, cut their lawn, rake their leaves? Can't you do something? Can't you see a older person starts to hit things with their car? Can't you go out and scrub it off and wax it off and try to get it? If it's not removed the paint, can't you try to get it off? I'm asking that we love the brethren because God loved us and he laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Father, may we not boast in our talents and our abilities and what we do for people. May we be silent Christians, but may we be active, engaged Christians in the Christian life. May we help those on the journey of life. May we weep with those that weep. May we rejoice with those that rejoice. May we spend time trying to be a blessing. Lord, I pray for our church as we begin the 100,000 door campaign. God, give us a passion for souls this week as we go to 100,000 doors. We ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.